Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. Today, we're going to talk about what some refer to as the light of Christ, and what I refer to as intelligence. Now, understand that intelligence is defined as light and truth, and that light and truth is part of every man's nature. All men that are born into this world are given. They have their own intelligence, and that intelligence is the piece of divinity. That's the, what should we call it? Spark of divinity, their godlike nature, right? Their best selves. And if you could see your best self, you would fall down, you would literally fall down on your knees and worship it. It's that beautiful. And that, my friends, is the self we're trying to get back to. That is really what we're here to find. We're here to find our true self. And that can only take place if God reveals it to us. So we can't get there through study. We can't get there through college or through university or through doctoral degrees or through money, right? Or through worldly praise and popularity. The only way that can be shown to us is if it's revealed to you from God, your Father in heaven. And it really is that simple. And so if you think in terms of intelligence being light and truth, then you begin to understand that literally God is the great creator, which simply means he's a great organizer. He is the deity that combines matter with intelligence. And if you look at this earth, everything's filled with intelligence, which means that everything will obey God. Even this earth will obey God. Which is why Jesus Christ said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be thou moved, and it will be moved. Remember, he went ahead and he commanded the fig tree to perish, and it did. He commanded the wind and the waves to cease, and they did. See, this is the power of God. This is the power of being in harmony with him through his spirit. So when we talk about your divine self, we're really talking about that part of you that is literally a piece of deity, every single one of us. And thus we are the children of God. And that is why God gave man dominion over all things, because he has dominion over all things. And this is just a probationary period to see whether or not we can go ahead and find our true selves and listen to that intelligence instead of the voices that surround us in this world. Understand that Satan is void of intelligence. There is no light. There is no truth. And he's driven it all out. The same thing with his followers, one third of the host of heaven. They're driven by pure passion. They're driven by anger. They're driven by evil intent. They're driven by vengeance and revenge. They're driven by hatred. And the long story short is their goal is to infect you with their attitude. That's it. So that you'll never find the true you. Now, I can tell you that the best way to figure out who you are is to know who Jesus Christ was. It's that simple. He was the perfect man, and also God with us, Emmanuel. And understand that he had power given to him over all things. And yet, he condescended to come to us to heal our sick. He condescended to raise the dead, to heal our blind, to heal our lepers, right? All these things. And to minister to us. And the greatest of all, right? Long story short is, if you want these truths to be revealed to you, you've got to follow his example to the best of your ability. The closer you get to Christ, the closer you get to God. And the closer you get to God, the more light and truth can be poured into your soul. Think of God as, how do I explain this? Pure light, pure truth, right? And you come to this earth and you're close to him. And then as we get older, we move away from him, right? And some of us move so far away, he's just a distant speck in the night sky, right? And some move so far away, they can't even see him anymore. But the truth of the matter is, he's still there and he hasn't moved. We have. So if we can figure out a way to go to him with a broken heart and contrite spirit, then we can be forgiven for all of those mistakes we've made, all of those sins. and we can be brought back into His presence. And we can enjoy that light once more, which means we can enjoy happiness once more, and joy. All those things that we spend a lifetime looking for in other things that can't provide it, can be provided by God. And the beauty of God is so great that it literally transcends all things. There's no way to explain it, which means being in His presence is so great, there's no explanation. There's no way that I could have a better or greater experience than that. I don't know how to explain this to you, but there is no greater experience. Everything else pales in comparison. All Satan can do is provide you with a cheap counterfeit through his narcotics, through his corruptions, through his sexual excess, or through his greed. And in the end, all that does is bring you misery, because not only are you destroying yourself, but you're helping to destroy others. So, my friends, understand that the real you, the true you, is divine, a piece of God. It always existed, it will always exist, and in the end, it will shine through one way or the other. For those that choose to follow Christ, then that light will shine through in this life. For those that choose not to, then they're going to have to go through whatever experiences are required for them to learn the simple truth that light and truth is where they belong. That's it. God doesn't force us. He doesn't punish us, make us want to choose light and truth. He simply permits us to keep wandering away until we realize that it's what we miss. Deep down inside, it's what you're missing. It's what you're looking for. It's that missing piece of the puzzle. So what are my recommendations? Well, if you truly, truly want to know who you are, then you've got to start learning who Jesus Christ is. I'm not talking about through a filter. Get rid of all those filters. Forget about other people's interpretations. Go to Him directly. Start reading the scriptures yourself. Start praying for the Spirit to understand what they mean. And open your mind. Open your heart. And then start conforming your life to do the things that He would do. It really is that simple. Show the love that He has. Let that love come in. Reach out to those around you. Try to be a light. Try to be responsible. Try to be the truth, so that when people see you, they know that they're hearing the truth, that you have integrity, that you keep your word, that you're going to do the same things you say you're going to do. Be honest, right? And then make sure that you earn your bread, you know, by the sweat of your brow. And basically, you don't take anything that belongs to another person. And make sure that you do your best to cause no harm to other people. Intentionally, right? Unless, of course, you're defending yourself against them, in which case I strongly recommend you rely on the Holy Spirit, because Jesus also taught us to turn the other cheek. And long story short, there's so many lessons that the Savior taught us that there's no way for me to explain them all here in this short 10-minute podcast. But they're there for you to learn. Read the Bible, my friends. I always recommend you start out with the New Testament. Start out with the life of Jesus Christ. Start out with the book of Matthew. Read through it. Then read the Gospel of Luke. And then read the Gospel of, Mark, Luke, and John. And learn about Jesus Christ. And as you learn about Him, make sure that you do your best to try to become like Him and try to obey His doctrine. This is Paul Drockton. God bless, my friends, and have a great day.